It is 8 minutes after 11. Oh, sorry, 6 minutes after 11. Review and possible approval of resolution authorizing Kenosha County Cooperation Agreement for Community Development Block Grant, the CDBG program. You guys have all heard me talk about this on the board floor for two different meetings now. I gave them a heads up at two meetings. Does anyone have any questions on this?
What is the intent of this block grant? Oh, great. Sorry. Yep. I'm asking the chairwoman, and I should be asking the expert.
That's okay.
John Neal with the Regional Planning Commission.
Hi, John. Hi.
John, just so you know, Mike, he heads up our housing authority, down the hall.
Okay.
For the west, for the towns in Kenosha County and the smaller villages, not the city.
Kind of west, primarily west.
It's the county housing. There's two housing authorities. Right. Okay. County Housing Authority and the City of Kenosha Housing Authority. I'm with the County Housing Authority, and that's all of the municipalities and towns in the county except for the City of Kenosha.
Okay.
Because the City of Kenosha has their own housing authority, and they have their own, you know, own procedures. And so we deal with any housing issues that are outside of those of the City of Kenosha. The purpose of this program is that it's what's called a community development block grant. And the state gets a community development block grant every year from the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And the Department of Housing and Urban Development tells the state how they can spend the money. And the money that goes to the state is money for rural counties and municipalities under 50,000. So the City of Kenosha, City of Racine, Milwaukee County, they get money directly from the Department of Housing and Urban Development. But the state gets the money for the smaller communities. And that's explained in that memo, so if you, as kind of background, you can look at that later. But what we're talking about here is what's called the Small Cities Community Development Block Grant Program. That's the program that's where HUD funds the state of Wisconsin. And that money is used for three different programs. There's an economic development component to it that CABA, Kenosha Business Alliance, administers. There's a public facilities component where if a community is looking for a new water system or new public facilities of some sort, transportation.
Sewer upgrade, whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's funded. And then there's what's called a housing rehabilitation component. And the economic development of public facilities is handled through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. That's that new statewide corporation that Governor Walker just set up. And the housing is handled through the Department of Administration, Wisconsin Department of Administration. Wisconsin Department of Administration has said that they want to reallocate the use of these funds. That in the past, what they've always done is they've had communities apply on a competitive basis. So that if, you know, if the village of Paddock Lake wanted to do a housing rehab project, they could apply directly to HUD for that money. This past year, they had 250 applications, and they had 20 of them that they were able to fund. And so the state's concerned that this money now is so hard to get that communities really aren't able to access the funds. And so what they'd like to do is to consolidate the program. And that's what the purpose of this resolution is to authorize Kenosha's participation in this consolidation. What they're looking at are creating seven housing consortia statewide. So there will be seven different funds set up throughout the state of Wisconsin. And then counties like Kenosha would access the program through one of those consortia.
On a regional basis.
Right. And rather than set it up on a regional planning commission basis, what they've done is they set it up on their own basis of consolidating counties. And so they've taken the counties in southeast Wisconsin that I work with, and they've married them up with south central Wisconsin communities. So what you have here is what we're talking about is a 10-county consortium that would include counties over in the southeast region along with the counties that surround Dane County. So Sauk, Columbia, Dodge, Jefferson, and Rock with counties over here. And I work in seven counties, but two of my counties aren't eligible. So the counties that are eligible are Racine, Kenosha, Walworth, southeast corner, and then Washington and Ozaukee. So those five counties would join up with the other five counties around Dane to create a Southern Housing Consortium. And that Southern Housing Consortium then would receive about $750,000 on an annual basis that they would then make available to residents within those 10 counties. And so rather than working on a competitive basis like they have in the past, they're going to work on a basis of just giving the money out to these consortium And then the consortia will determine how the money is distributed.
They administer it.
And for the Southern Housing Consortium, then those 10 counties that I'm talking about, Columbia County would be the lead. Columbia County, Portage is the county seat, has said that they want to administer this 10-county housing consortium. They have staff for it. They get paid by the state to do it. And then they would be actually making loans for residents in any participating county. So somebody from Portage then would be down here in Kenosha actually making loans through this program. You should also know that the Housing Authority has a revolving loan fund program that Kim's very aware of, where we're making loans on a regular basis. We have about $1.2 million that's in a fund that's circulating in the county. And that came from this program. We applied to this program 5 times in the past, beginning in 1985, and received money, lent the money out to homeowners. Homeowners paid it back, and now we have this $1.2 million that's recirculating in the county. This does not affect that program. The Housing Authority would still have control of their housing rehab program. But any new money coming in through future grants from HUD would flow through this new system where Columbia County is the lead county. And Kenosha really wouldn't be involved at all. I mean, you know, what you're doing is just kind of handing this off to the state, who's handing it off to Columbia County, saying that you'll let them administer the program for you.
The $1.2 million fund, you kind of manage that area? Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and that's ours, that's Kenosha County's.
That's Kenosha County's, and it stays
in the county. As we see the need, or somebody's applied for it, and they justify, and you concur, you'll loan or you know, either approve or decline their
right. And we have money available through that program to lend to homeowners. It's just that anybody that would be participating in the future with new federal money coming in would go through this new system that's being set up with Columbia County as the lead.
Now, do you have any concerns that Columbia County may be favoring counties more north central or south central versus down here in Kenosha? I mean, there's no way around it. You've got 7 counties, and there's a lot of
Right. There is some concern about that, but what's going to happen is that Columbia is going to set up a steering committee, and each county is going to have a representative on that steering committee, and then that steering committee is going to determine how the money is lent out. And we're thinking that George probably would be the contact, you know, for Kenosha. But the determination of how that money is going to be distributed hasn't been made yet.
And that's, so, it's $750,000 for 10 counties?
Yeah. $750,000. Right, for 10 counties.
And we can't spend that until we spend our money, right?
Right.
Well, and that's the other thing, is that if you have money in a revolving loan fund like we do, you're supposed to spend that money first before you get any new money. So we don't know how this... That's a policy that could actually be changed by the committee, but right now we think that's what's going to happen. So the chances of Kenosha being able to use this money probably are not that great. But we want to be at the table in setting the policy, and we want to be at the table when money becomes available so that we can have access to it. But, yeah, $75,000 probably per county. I mean, you're not talking about a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So technically, we don't even need to get into the consortium at this time. But like John just said, we want to be there so that we help set the policy going forward. Because we still have to spend our... Right. We still have our $1.2 million that we have to spend first. But the program works great. I mean, we've you guys are all welcome to come to any of our Housing Authority meetings and sit there and listen to them.
I know some of back city of Kenosha used 3 years of CDBG money to take the mall out downtown and put the street back in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
I have a handout here. Wisconsin Counties Association had an article in their May newsletter talking about this. And so just as background information, we can see what the state is proposing. Just so you know, they're also looking at doing this for the economic development side of this as well. And we're working with Todd Battle over at CABA. And there's a lot of controversy about consolidating 7 counties in southeastern Wisconsin from an economic development perspective. And we're not sure where that's going to go. The housing side of this is moving much faster, and there's less controversy associated with the housing side of it. So it's probably going to be happening fairly quickly. In fact, what they're saying, and it says in someplace, I think maybe in my memo, they would like to have all the counties that are participating in this pass their resolutions by July 31st of this year. And they told us this at the end of April, if you can believe that. So in late April, they say, oh, by July 31st, we expect to have all this done. I said, you mean July 31st of 2013, right? And they said, no, we got the wrong year, 2012.
Like the FEMA thing, too.
Yeah, right. So, okay.
They started out with this being 13 counties originally for mm-hmm. this consortium and brought it down to 10. Yeah. Yeah, I would have much preferred it been to 7 because that's our region. You know, what we have in common with Columbia County and Sauk County, I'm scratching my head thinking, I don't know. That bothers me a little bit.
A lot of travel time for whoever's in.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it's just a big. And then the amount of money in the pot for the 10 at $750,000 divided. And there's no guarantee it's just going to get divided by 10.
Oh, no.
And that's the problem here. Yeah. You know, who loads the deck here could end up controlling what happens here. So it's.
And these are funds that are used for low and moderate income residents. You have to be making below a certain income level in order to be able to access the fund.
And in general, is it for, they need a new roof or perhaps their septic field collapsed and they're just not at the economic means or their well is?
Mm-hmm. A lot of wells do a lot of roofs. Both of those are.
I certainly can see, if you're not at the table, you're certainly not going to influence what decisions are being made. So it makes perfect sense that way. Whether or not we actually get it, luckily, you guys did some good work up front. You've got a revolving self-controlled fund that will be a lot more effectively used locally here.
Mm-hmm. And then this goes to the Finance Committee, just so you know, as well, on Thursday night before it goes to the County Board.
So. I move to approve.
Second.
We have a first and second. Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
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 Chair votes aye. The resolution is approved. Okay. Any other business allowed by law?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you can't second it. Nice try, though.
Just make sure.
That's all we have?
No. That's just to do the resolution. Now we're going to have our other meeting.
Why didn't we do this tomorrow night?
I did. Right here.
Oh, you don't want to come tomorrow night?
No. He's the traveling person, so it's easier for him. We got finance.
I'm with you. Okay.
So it was just as easy to do it today.
I'll second the motion to adjourn.
Okay, I have a first and a second.
Thanks for the explanation. I appreciate it.
Committee?
Aye.
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 Chair votes aye. We're adjourned.